Bobby's of Orange, episode 24. Last week on Bobby's of Orange, Ness, Jeff, and Paula, well, actually, they were like, they got bawled out by some talk show, but before that, they ate some magic cakes, and then they ate some more magic cakes. Really, they seriously ignored everything to see in Summers and just ate some cake. That's either some intense player's guide action or lousy luck. Anyway, those three will be out for a while, so let's check up on some other dudes here on...
Bobby's Orange 1990X.
On a distant afternoon, a small boy was awakened by a that's not working at all. Anyway, let's just move on. We're here in Dalaim, that one place up in the sky in some other country or something. That's my home you're talking about, narrator-san. Out on my face! Ah! Well, not my face, I'm just a disembodied voice, but... Anyway, Prince Bo rides to Indalam this fine day, in wait of his carring and rifle, his moor training. Sit back and relax.
Oh, the time has finally come. You must begin your training and head to Summers to aid Nass and his friends.
Yes! I understand. It is time for me to head off to the beaches of Eagleland and further my career.
Okay, Wolfen. Remember, this is the saving of the world. Saving. World. Remember?
Yes, I get it. The world. But there's always time for lights, cameras, and action.
Prince Boo, we here at the castle are aware of your love for Broadway musicals, but this is very serious. Your skills will aid Nass beyond what you could even imagine. You are the light in the dark. For the wind, it's the rain. Or...
Late! I've got to get started on this journey now! To the train! Ladies! Ladies, please! It's an imperative that I get to the special place of training assigned to me by my teacher direct master. I promise that you'll be able to see me later in my performance entitled Who? All Over the Stage. It'll be a blast!
I want to see Boo all over the stage!
Okay, okay! I must continue on my way.
Prince Boo, please stop and have my water. Recover your pee-pee.
I actually have a lot of pee-pee at the moment, so what is it going to help me? I appreciate the thought, however.
You can never have too much pee-pee.
Oh, but I assure you that you indeed can.
Are you sure you don't want some pee-pee, Boo? I mean, water?
Okay, the joke is over. You can stop now, good sir.
I apologize, Prince Boo. Good luck with your training. Pee-pee.
I'm a tall mountain, of which we call Training Mountain, which is tall. I shall climb this rope with the dignity of my master. I think I shall sing as I climb.
Training mountain, climbing this mountain, how I love this mountain, and it's very tall.
Oh, I'm at the top!
Prince Boo, You are being called back to the castle, and you need to get there immediately and drink water and get pee-pee. It is true, the true words of your master. So listen.
Are you sure? He told me specifically to come here and not do anything else, ever.
Yeah, it was him.
Okay, I'll do it.
Who? Why have you returned to this place? Have you completed your training?
No, you have asked me to return to this place.
I have not asked you to return to this place. Why have you returned to this place?
A messenger said that he came from this place, and he said that you told me to... he said to come back to this place!
I have said no such thing to anyone about telling you to return to this place.
Okay, well, I'll go back then, and leave this place.
Do not return to this place until after you have completed training, Prince. At the place. Training. Prince.
Not so careless as to be easily distracted by the things in this world.
Hey, Prince Fu, come over here.
Okay, sounds good.
Those things I like to tell you that shall prove useful to you. Got my trunk.
Okay, let's see here. Looks like just about your trunk, actually.
I got the junk in my trunk, but I don't know what to do with it.
I don't know what to do with it either.
I got junk in my trunk and I don't know what to do with it.
Okay, right. I don't know what to tell you.
But I got junk in my trunk and I don't know what to do with it. I got junk in the trunk and I don't know what to do with it.
Well, that was odd. Anyway, on toward the mountain. What? Who are you?
Don't you know who I am? I am the Star Master, Master of the Stars, for being a wizard.
Are you in Theta?
Thinking me as the Super Master Director, always with stars, I shall be watching you, Prince Pooh. And now, I vanish.
Well, that was odd. Finally, we can sit here on this mountain and listen for what needs to happen here.
I'm the ghost of the dead theater director. Your costume is nice. Why have you come here?
I need to get the training. Learn the wisdom.
Training. So what you're saying, Niels, is that you're here to learn the ways of a dead superstar.
No, the other thing about saving the world.
Oh, okay. No problem. So I see you're here to learn the ways of saving the world. Well, you see, excellent acting will also help you along your journey. To begin, let's just say I ripped your arms off. Now, give me that emotion. No more emotion. I need to feel your screams, you see. Well, that was good. Now, let's just say I poked your eyes out. Now, what would you do?
I feel the spirit of Oedipus laying on my shoulders. Oh, it hurts so bad.
Yes, let those tears roll. This is good. Now, you see, now act like you're a deaf person. Since I cut off your ears. In theory.
What? I can't hear what you just said.
That's it. You are successful as I hoped you to be. Now, you see, to continue your training further, please. please visit my website and purchase the 3-part series on audio cassette.
I've done it! I've completed training! I must go tell my master!
Actually, we just came down here to say hi.
Oh, okay!
We're glad you've completed training, so now you can help Ness. Go now, quickly!
Okay, master! PSI teleport later!
That must be him. He used teleport.
Paula can't use teleport.
Watashi no namae wa Pooji desu.
What?
He said, I am Prince Poo.
Nerd.
You wanna throw down, boy?
Well, I hope you're happy, Poo. You took all the attention this episode. This was my only line and we're probably gonna end the episode soon. Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
And so Pooh finally joins the other three, forming the destiny bond between the team. Join us next time, when they can actually go do stuff, and Ness gets more rhymes. Here on Phobis Arborange.
Special guests, all
1,000 of them were, of course, Loahi Poo. Congratulations to Loahi for being awesome and stuff. Yay! Okay. And then, as the floating evil face of doom, Dan Settembrini. And then we had John Kay as the box guy. And then the Star Master played by Sabrina. Hi. And then we had a group of fangirls, and I'm going to go back and play that file because it was really quiet and like you didn't hear like the most funny thing at the end. By a Bloopy, Mashy, Mir, Ice Five, and Cherry Gal. No, that's not it. What am I doing? Okay. Did you hear that thing at the end there?
I didn't quite understand it, but I wasn't laughing at that.
Oh, lame.
I was laughing at the Pooh, you can have my babies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was screamed many a time. At the end, like, it was hilarious how, like, the last thing that hung out was Mir saying, God, his butt is amazing. Like, the most hilarious thing in the world.
That's what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What, whose babies would their names be? Chad?
Chad?
So you have a bunch of Chads?
I don't think they're good.
I don't know. I killed the joke. I killed it. That's that to me.